And hello everyone, welcome to Conscious Convos with Coop. It's going to be an interesting episode. I'm going to talk about the P. Diddy case, I'm going to talk about the Nickelodeon doc, I'm going to talk about Into the Light, Out of Shadows, and where we're going, because I think this episode is going to be something that might trigger you in many different ways. And here's the thing, I got research, I got facts, I brought my own evidence into it, I brought other people's evidence into it, and being able to see the light from the darkness now is, I'm gonna lose followers from this, might lose some friends, but the thing here is what I'm doing right now is going to give me courage. I have the courage to do this. I have the courage to speak out against all these things going on in the world, and you as a listener might not know about these things, and that's okay. You have a day-to-day like job. You are trying to basically survive, so you don't look into these things. I do. This is what I do for a living, because I'm here to seek truth. I'm here to seek light and to seek love. So, that being said, feedery.org, we have the pre-launch sign-up influencer ambassador program, still looking for people here in St. Louis, so put your name in, put your email in, we want you. We would love to have you on the app. So, Conscious Convos, presented by Feedery, let's fucking go. Welcome everyone to another episode of the weekly Coop, but Conscious Convos, I should say. Man, it's been a crazy week. It's been a week of trying to figure out what is going on in the world and what is going on with the state of affairs, what's going on with the state of life, what's going on with just everything, honestly. And it's probably tough for you to kind of let it all sink in right now, strictly because we are on a crash course in history to basically open our minds and our hearts to just everything going on in the world with the P. Diddy thing, Nickelodeon. You know, there was a shipwreck in Baltimore, and thoughts and prayers to those people. And it's kind of interesting to see the reactions to it, because now there's like conspiracy theories around what's going on. There's kind of people like saying it was, you know, the ship was blown up. I'm not a big conspiracy theory type of guy, but what I'm going to delve into today might put me in that category, and what I'm about to do is express my courage in the world, because what I'm about to tell you takes a lot of courage, in a sense of I'm going to say things that are very contradictory to the fabric of reality. And the fabric of reality is we live in a world controlled by a very small group of people, and those people don't want you to know of the things that are going on in the world. And the reason that is because if you knew what was going on in the world, you would absolutely stand up and revolt against, like, just the whole system, society in general. I mean, this stuff could definitely get me shadow banned for sure, especially on YouTube, Instagram, because I can't even share documentaries on Instagram, apparently, for those of you that know, know. And for those of you that don't know, I tried sharing Out of Shadows and Into the Light with friends on my Instagram story. I got a slap on the wrist there. And then I tried messaging it to a few people, and it
kept getting rejected. But every other message, if I tried to send any other link, that would go through. But this movie wouldn't go through. I'm going to tell you why the movie wouldn't go through. Because of conspiracy theories attached to it. In a sense of, Meta said it was a QAnon conspiracy group. That's what the movie was, according to Meta. But that's not true. The movie is not by QAnon. It's by independent journalists that were in Hollywood but left Hollywood. So, first things first, though. P. Diddy. So, those of you that don't know P. Diddy's a rapper known as Sean Combs. And he was a well-known rapper for a long time. I believe in the early 2000s, maybe, late 90s. But there are a lot of allegations going on about P. Diddy around sexual abuse and human trafficking. So the lawsuit started in late 2023 with multiple people filing lawsuits against P. Diddy. These lawsuits include a singer named Cassie alleging sexual abuse over the years. This is by PBS News. A former producer, Rodney Little Rod Jones, alleged sexual harassment, drugging, and assault. That's according to People. And you can look these up, and I'll have the links in my show notes. Another woman accusing Combs of rape when she was 17, PBS also. And now, in February 2024, also now almost April, March 2024, P. Diddy's homes have been raided by the FBI. The most recent one is connecting to, I think, his home in, is it California or Miami? I can't remember which one it was, but his home just got raided by the FBI again, because he's got multiple homes. And they haven't confirmed that the raid is connected to the lawsuits, according to PBS, but it's all over Twitter. Everyone knows about it. And the response by Combs is he's denying all allegations. Called him a witch hunt, according to TMZ. He's also, like, posting videos of himself getting out of his plane and, like, going to different places, which you have to have a set of balls on you to do that, because the fact of the matter is, yeah, they're accusations, but a lot of those accusations are going to come to light. So I won't go too deep into the rabbit hole, but P. Diddy might be federally protected by some entities in the government. Because honestly, like, the fact that he's walking around this way, it just clear indication he does not give two shits about what he's done, and he clearly does not think he has any repercussions coming his way. So keep an eye on that, because a lot of what you're seeing is somewhat what you saw with Jeff Epstein. And I say that because Jeff Epstein got caught, and the similar timeline of circumstances happened to Jeff Epstein, and then he was killed in prison. Well, they say suicide. That is not the point of this discussion, though. So that's what happened to P. Diddy. But the thing is, P. Diddy is very connected. So what you have to understand about P. Diddy is he's very connected to Jay-Z. He's very connected to Beyonce. He was very connected to Kanye West, which Kanye West said a lot of things about him as well. He said a lot, he was connected to Drake, Rick Ross, Lil Baby. I mean, any rapper you can think of, P. Diddy has, I want to word this correctly, has been in contact with or been in association with. And he throws a lot of parties, and a lot of Hollywood people go to those parties. A lot of people attend his events. He's also good friends with Michael Rubin, which, if you don't know Michael Rubin, he's the founder of Fanatics, who also has this all-white party every year, which is also very interesting because it has celebrities and athletes that dress up in all-white. But yeah, P. Diddy is also the man that was heavily promoting Ciroc, the vodka. which he has lost, you know, obviously that endorsement, or I guess the profit share of that endorsement. He had to sell his shares of that. He had to sell his shares of like other things that he was involved in. He's pretty much wiping his bank accounts, trying to grab as much money as he can, because clearly he knows he's in some deep shit. So the thing is, what exactly has P. Diddy been doing the past couple decades? Well, obviously this sexual harassment and assault goes deep within connections to other musical artists. And I'm telling you, these people that I listed or mentioned in the news, Cassie, Little Rod Jones, another woman that was accusing of rape when she was 17. There's definitely more to that. There's like, if you, like I said, I've done my research, I've gone down rabbit holes. This man was hanging out with Justin Bieber when Justin Bieber was very young in his career. I want to say he was like 13 or 14 maybe. Hanging out with Justin Bieber, underage as a grown man. Keep in mind, this man is now, I think, in his 50s, I want to say. He knew he was hanging out with Justin Bieber when he was like 40. Like, he was a grown 40-year-old man trying to hang out with like a young kid. That just doesn't sit right with me. And I say that because, like, me as a mentor, when I like mentored kids who like had diseases like leukemia, when I mentored kids who had special needs and disabilities, when I mentored like different types of kids with, you know, different environmental backgrounds, I never hung out with those kids alone. I always like had a parent like with me. Because like I never wanted to hang out with someone's kid alone. Like, unless you're like you're a babysitter and getting paid for that, that makes sense. But if you're a grown man, a grown ass man, and you're hanging with a child that's not yours alone, like, that's just very off-putting. Especially with how Jay-Z like worded a lot of things. Like, he wanted to have sleepovers with Justin. He wanted to like hang out with Justin, like, very secluded. Like, he wanted to mentor Justin to be the best. And like, he was so obsessed with Justin Bieber. And we wonder why Justin Bieber had this, like, mental collapse the way he did. And part of that reason is P. Diddy. Like, that is part of the reason. But what you have to understand is there are going to be more people that are going to come out with allegations against this man, but he's not going to be the only person involved in this. Like I said, he's very close with Jay-Z, he's very close with with Beyonce. He was close, I know, with Kanye coming up, but now they're definitely way far apart. I know Denzel, like, interactions with Denzel Washington haven't been great, so I don't think Denzel was involved with him. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens from this, because, like Epstein, everything seemed to get thrown under the rug. So what's going to happen here? Is everything going to get thrown under the rug? If that's the case, they're definitely trying to hide a bunch of shit. But when they do expose things, if they don't really expose a lot of things, they're just using P. Diddy as the scapegoat or the fall guy. And that's what they did to Jeff Epstein. They literally did the same thing. Jeff Epstein, terrible person, did all the things that he did, but he was also just the fall guy. They put everything on him to try to keep everyone else clean. So, like, George Bush, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, like, people that have exposed pictures with Jeff Epstein, like, there's even pictures of Donald Trump with Jeff Epstein as well, just to not show political bias here. But basically, there are people that were close with Jeff Epstein that we forgot about because we were so focused on the flight logs, and those never come out. They never will come out. You'll never see that information. So we kind of just, like, let that whole case die, you know, die on the vine, in a sense, or like from a publicity standpoint. The P. Diddy situation is probably going to be the same. You're not going to see a whole lot of people get released in this list of people. You're not going to see testimonies get released. P. Diddy and Jay-Z did a music video on Epstein Island. That was public information till this past year in 2023. If you look up where Jay-Z and P. Diddy filmed their music video, it is now no longer saying Little St. James. I don't know the, I think the other location might have been like Barbados or something. But yeah, you won't find that anymore. That was public information, but now it's not. So they have ties to Jeff Epstein, both Jay-Z and P. Diddy. So putting that to rest. The Quiet on the Set show was on Paramount Plus. It started in February. It was a docuseries talking about the alleged abuses with children's television, Nickelodeon specifically, and Dan Schneider, Brian Peck. So the series is a very dark series talking about kids' entertainment, how wholesome it was, but then these men specifically behind the scenes doing predatory things to the children. And Drake Bell was the big proponent of this. Drake Bell spoke out about Brian Peck, his, I think it was like his acting coach, I want to say, to be exact. And like this man had like a painting from a serial killer. And that to me is like the craziest thing. Like, how do you have a painting from a serial killer in your house with like a personal note said to you? And the sad thing is, like, Drake told his parents this, and unfortunately they still sent him back to Brian's house to work with Brian, because Brian always wanted to work with them. Which, when you have an obsession like that over a kid, there's definitely a red flag there. And that's the problem with a lot of these situations, is like the predatory behavior from grown men to children is like this sick obsession of always wanting to be around them. Because as a grown man, like, you should be doing things to better society. You should be doing things to better your family, your friends, and like those sorts of things, not try to hang out with underage kids. That's just not right. So that show basically put Dan Schneider in this limelight now of being seen as a predator. Same with Brian Peck being seen as a predator. And it is not going well for them, as it, like, it shouldn't be going well for them. But I'm curious to see where that evolves as well, because you're going to see a lot of things in the news about stuff like this, but you're not going to see a lot of government action with it, which is sad, because this is what happened with Jeff Epstein. A lot of lawsuits were filed against Jeff Epstein, but not against his constituents. And like that case, I guess, is still going on right now. We haven't heard much about it, right? Being suppressed by the mainstream media, which I'll get to. So what's going on with that is they're going to give you like little things. They're going to have Dan Schneider, Brian Peck, P. Diddy, all these guys in Hollywood and the music industry. These are their fall people. And their fall people are going to take all this blame, all this heat, all this press, like all the stories. You're going to focus on these three individuals. But in reality, it goes even deeper. Like, the net is even wider than you would think. Because, like, a lot of these elite people are in these clubs. And I won't go into them because I could talk all day. And I would just need to have more research done and more talking points for you in terms of Freemasonry, Illuminati, all that stuff. That will come later. But where I'm at right now, we'll stick to just these two stories and then the documentary that I just watched. Basically, what is going on is predatory behavior on children is being shown to us, but it's being shown in a way where it's still being suppressed. And what I mean is, like, when it's suppressed, you're only going to see things that the media wants you to see. The mainstream media only wants you to see certain details of these stories. Because if you look at P. Diddy stuff, the articles that I said, it's just accusations. They're not concrete. You know, all these things. But we know. We know. We know P. Diddy did it. We know Dan Schneider did it. We know Brian Peck did it. Like, there is full proof that these accusations are real. And it has to be real because, so the law of karmic retribution is what Satanism thrives upon. And the reason why I'm going to actually put this religious twist on it is because Satanism, Luciferianism, and Hollywood are very close-knit to each other. Same with the music industry. What Satanists have to do is they have to reveal themselves on a very slow scale. They're not going to come out directly to you, but they're going to tell you what exactly they are and what exactly they're about. And if you accept it, aka via consumerism, you accept Satanism. And the thing is, like, Satanism is really predatory upon children. And the thing about Satanism and children is children have that innocence. They have that youth. They have the life. That they're what people want as they age. They want to stay young. They want to stay youthful. And they want to, like, stay innocent in a way. So they have to thrive off of these children's energy. Like, their energy force, their life force. And when you hurt a child, when you take their innocence from them, it's like this power dynamic that you obtain. That is what Brian Peck, Dan Schneider, and P. Diddy are all obsessed with. And it goes, like I said, even deeper. Look at the people around Dan Schneider. Look at the people around Brian Peck. Look at the people around P. Diddy. What are those people like? And if you look at the people that hang around P. Diddy, it's Jay-Z, it's Drake, it's Travis Scott, it's, it used to even be Kanye. You have these people that are at the top right now, and they got there how? Well, they allowed these things to happen to them, or they did it to other people, or both. It also could be both. I'm just saying it's really hard to get to where you get to in Hollywood and the music industry without doing one of these things, whether allowing yourself to be assaulted or doing the assaulting. And it's really sad because the assaulting happens to children. And the ones that do the assaulting are adults. I mean, obviously that is what would happen because children are innocent and children are pure, you know, youthful, like, you know, the soul that you're given would not, you know, hurt other souls like that, obviously, as a child. But that's like what happens at this level of Hollywood, this level of fame. That's how people catapult to the top. You know, when you see people that just become overnight successes, like, sure, those people got noticed. Sure, those people have talent to some degree. But how do you think they actually got there? Like, you got to ask yourself that question. How did Ice Spice get to where she is, like, overnight? How did Drewski just blow up overnight? Which, there's an interview with Drewski that I literally just watched as a comedian. He literally, like, said he went to the Diddy parties. And the guys interviewing him were like, eyes got wide. Why do you think that is? Like, it's like, dude, we know it. Like, you were there, we know. Drake was there too. how do you think Drake is still as big as what he is? I mean, is his music good? Yes, but the reason his music is good is because we're manipulated to love his music at the same time. And I won't go super deep into it, but basically Drake has all the resources to get his songs to the top because he pays for those number one spots. When you have hundreds of thousands of dollars at your expense, you can pay for streams. It's very easy. A lot of those artists do it. All of them do it. I mean, Russ went on an interview and said, if you got $30,000 for marketing, you can have the number one spot on Spotify. For how long? I don't know, but you can get those streams. That's all it is. So how do you think Drake is where he's at? Same with Trav. You know, same with, you know, even, I mean, Kanye's kind of big for his name. Taylor Swift, Cardi B, Beyonce. Nicki Minaj was big, but why do you think she fell off too? And why do you think her image was attacked the way it was? And look at Nicki Minaj, like go look up like what happened to her image and what happened to her. I don't know if it's her boyfriend or her husband, but look what happened to him too. It's because she didn't want to buy into this system, I guess. Not everything is what it seems, is what I'm saying. And I'll go deeper into the music industry on how people get to the top. Part of it's talent, yes. I'm not going to disregard talent or diss talent. But a lot of those people in the mainstream world have boosted help. Actually have boosted help. So, yeah, Dan Schneider and Brian Peck are fucked, to say the least. Which, good. I'm glad. They're sick, sadistic fuckers. And they deserve every punishment in their right. I hope they get that punishment and get served that justice, because it's what those victims deserve to have in terms of, I guess, like retribution in a sense, maybe. But yeah. So I watched a documentary last night called Into the Light, and it was a sequel based off of Out of Shadows. So a synopsis of Out of Shadows is it's an expose on how Hollywood and the mainstream media manipulate the multitudes by spreading propaganda throughout their content. Out of Shadows claims to lift the mask on how the mainstream media and Hollywood manipulate and control the masses by spreading propaganda through their content. The goal is to wake up the general public by attempting to shed light on how we all may have been lied to and potentially brainwashed by a hidden enemy with an apparently sinister agenda. The project was the result of almost 2 years of blood, sweat, and tears by a team of self-proclaimed woke professionals. So the reason why they called themselves woke professionals is because we're in this like woke culture, right? So woke culture is supposed to be like the enlightenment of, you know, I believe in this identity and that identity and this march and that protest and race, religion, sexual orientation, gender, and like all those things. And so my aim is not to talk about those things. My aim is to talk about why people get so worked up about these things, and they shouldn't. And I'm not going to disregard struggles of people and minorities being marginalized, because they have. They have. I definitely believe that wholeheartedly. My only issue, though, is the way in the media portrays it is inciting hate is what they do best. So Out of Shadows talks about how literally after, I think it was World War II, or maybe it was before World War II, when the TV basically came out, the CIA went into Hollywood, and they basically made a deal with Hollywood that they would control a lot of the movies, a lot of the agendas, they would write the scripts, and all Hollywood had to do was make, you know, the actors, the sets, like all these things, but they would get pushed. Mass promotion, mass production, make a lot of money, get a lot of fame, if you think about it, the Greek theater in the Greek times, what were those people doing? They're praising gods and demigods, and they were telling fantasy stories and, you know, having, you know, kind of like this, like, spell put on them in a sense, for entertainment purposes. That's like, we are literally just Greek theater replicated, but just on a technology platform now. So like, we can't even determine what's real and what's fiction, like what's nonfiction and what's fiction, because half the time when we watch movies, like, we foreshadow like events that could very much happen. And that's the thing, like, with Hollywood, their agenda is based on how can we incite some sort of emotion into the audience. And not all movies are like this, but most movies try to incite fear. That is the aim with what we're going for. How can we incite fear to the masses? With fear, nowadays, fear is losing. Well, fear is death. We all fear death in some regard. Losing family, losing friends, losing material possessions, losing your home, shelter, food, any sort of rights and freedoms. That's what Hollywood wants to project onto you. And that's what they project with a lot of apocalyptic movies. And the apocalyptic movies are really just cyclical at this point. Like, I've seen so many apocalypse movies, and they all have this same message, that if humans don't stand together because they're divided, they're going to be easier to control. And that's crazy, because it's a fictional movie, but there's so much truth to that. And the truth is that we're so busy worried about politics, we're worried about president, we're worried about wars that we can't even fight. Some wars aren't even real, and I'll get into that in a minute with the other documentary, Into the Light. We're so worried about race wars, gender wars, wars overseas, financial wars. Like, we're not even enlightening ourselves, because we're so worried about everything around us on this earth. Like, we're so worried about everything on this floating rock that we live on, because we want to try to control everything and everyone, and that's not possible. The only thing you can control is yourself. And that's where I get lost on these things sometimes, because, like, I sometimes think about the future, and I think about the world that we might live in one day. And that is terrifying from the standpoint of the WEF, you know, CBDCs, AI, always being surveilled, robot police officers, no freedoms, have to be in bed or have to be home by this time, can only buy this much food at the grocery store, can only travel this much, can only do this, can only do that, have to have this certain passport, have to be vaccinated, you have to be, you know, this or that. Like, there's no freedom of choice. And a lot of these movies depict that, and Hollywood depicts that. And I ask myself why. And it's because they have to tell you these things. They have to tell you these things because the law of, like I said, the law of Satanism, you have to give karmic retribution. You have to tell people what you're doing, and then they either have to deny it, which I hope everyone does, or if you accept it, then you accept this form of Satanism. So it's like a gradual push. And that's why I just don't like a lot of the stuff that goes on in the mainstream media, the school systems, and quite frankly, just like a lot of what society promotes nowadays. It's a lot of degeneracy, and it's a lot of Yeah, just a lot of fear and a lot of shame and a lot of guilt for lack of freedoms and lack of expression. So, Out of Shadows reinforces that because it talks about CBS, NBC, ABC, all these three-letter TV networks, Fox, all these three-letter TV networks coming together, building this conglomerate together, and then like Disney coming in from, you know, the top rope, and then taking over all of them basically and buying all of them, and how that all works at the top. Like, it's just like basically just BlackRock or Bilderberg Group that owns every single media network that you know. It's all owned by one corporation or one company. I don't think it's BlackRock. I think it's Bilderberg, actually, is the exact company. So it's one company that owns every single network. So CNN and Fox are owned by the same company. Do you understand what that means? They're basically just hiring actors to tell you what you are biased to. Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC. It's all biased. It's all owned by one group. None of it is real. None of this shit has been real for the past quite a few decades. Maybe almost a century. Because there was no oversight. There was no decentralization. It's all centralized by one corporation. And then they also own the government, which is a different story for a different time. But so that's the thing. So yeah, Disney was the movie maker. So Disney was making those childhood films like the Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, like making these movies or these motion pictures, and they were casting Luciferianism onto people. And Out of Shadows kind of goes into more detail of that. But I'll leave you with this point. The movie Pinocchio. If you saw Pinocchio, remember the island that they went to, where they would gather, quote unquote, stupid little boys and take them to the island for them to become a man or come out different. What was that? Well, they went there, did degenerate things like drank, smoked cigars, and then they turned into donkeys. And why do you think they turned into donkeys? Because of the degenerate acts. They're jackasses. That island, though, is a representation of Epstein Island and what these rituals that they did to kids. They just did it on a cartoon scale, so you thought of it in a lighthearted way, which in the end, it was creepy as fuck even to begin with. But take the lighthearted shit out of it. It's fucked up what they foreshadowed. So that was like Disney literally in the, I want to say Pinocchio came out in the 70s, maybe 60s. This was literally 60 years ago, give or take, 50 years ago. And this is what they're trying to tell you. They've had other subconscious programming into you. And the CIA was the ones that uncovered that. Like they've actually talked about in documents that they've exposed, whether it was like Operation Paperclip and like those sorts of things. Like I said, I'll put the documentary in the notes, and I'll try to see if I can find documentation of these things from the CIA, because they declassified documents like 20, 30 years after they do an operation, a psychological operation, which PSYOP means psychological operation. And a psychological operation is basically tapping into the psychosis and hacking the minds of humans. That's what the CIA calls a PSYOP. Hollywood was the PSYOP. Disney was the PSYOP. They used Disney to program promotion of war, promotion of degeneracy, promotion of certain thoughts and feelings. That's what they do. Like, if you look at old Disney movies, you'll see that. Kind of like when I'm thinking of the movie Dumbo right now. When I can't remember if Dumbo drinks, if it was when Dumbo drank the beer or something, and then it was like an acid trip. So it was like Dumbo went on like an acid trip. And when Dumbo went on that acid trip, he started like seeing illusions and things like of other elephants and weird dreams. And like there was like this music and like all this other stuff that was part of the Luciferianism and those sorts of things. So, I mean, the CIA has done a lot of different psyops, a lot of different operations, a lot of different projects. And there are plenty of operations I can get into, but I'm at 40 minutes, so I won't get into that. But that was basically Out of Shadows. And Out of Shadows even talks about Marina Abramović, who is very close with Hollywood actors and people in the music industry. And she does this thing called spirit cooking. And spirit cooking, if you watch this documentary, which is free, by the way, it's basically she makes these elaborate dinners that look like human body parts, human heads, human hands, feet, legs, arms, chest, everything. She makes it look like human body parts, and people eat it. And she does a lot of weird Satanistic stuff. Like, there's a video of her doing like very satanic ritual stuff with Jay-Z. She took Lady Gaga under her wing, made her walk naked through a forest all the way back to the camp that they were at, which was like 10 miles away, which was a humiliation ritual. What else? She was very close with the Clintons, very close with Epstein, very close with Joe Podesta, who also was a known pedophile in politics. So Marina Abramović, look up that name. They won't tell you who she is on Google, but you'll get the vibe. Like, you'll definitely understand it. She is a big psychological operation through Hollywood. So, Out of Shadows kind of delves into that piece as well. So, with that being said, Into the Light is not as dark with the child stuff, because Mike Smith, the ex-Hollywood stuntman and the ex-director who, by the way, won Academy Awards, SAG Awards, like all these things, right? And he like had an injury, and he had a woman who was a pelvic floor therapist, which if some of you holistic health people like listening to this right now, pelvic floor is dedicated to women's reproductive health and like pelvic therapy. So like being able to control like your bodily fluids and your reproductive organs and like all these like things to reimmerse yourself into life again. So this woman helped Mike Smith, the guy who directed this whole movie and produced it. She worked with him because he injured his back. So she worked with him to get his walking back and everything, and she was like, you know, you have a lot of dark spirits. Can I pray over you? And Mike was like, what the fuck? And the reason Mike started this journey, which is amazing, is he was like, why are you praying over me? And she goes, well, we're in Hollywood. So I'm a pelvic floor therapist. Who do you think I work with? I work with like all these traumatized kids from Hollywood, all these like molested kids and sexually assaulted kids. I work with them. That's my job. And she didn't reveal her name, obviously, for safety purposes, but that set Mike on this journey to do the documentaries that he's done, and with such grace and courage. So good for you, Mike Smith. So Into the Light is the sequel, not as much about the child stuff, but talks about what they're going to plan to do with AI, what they're doing with media, what they're doing with elections, and what they're doing with the World Economic Forum. So this movie definitely, I mean, I still need to digest quite a few things for sure with looking at my notes, but basically all the things that you thought you knew about, you know, the channels that you look at on your TV, television, all the channels and the programs, notice how I emphasize programs, all the programs that you watch are ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox is FOX, CNN, TBS, WTV, like whatever. What are three letter, what else has three letters? FBI, CIA, NSA, CAA, every government, IRS, every government agency you can think of is a three letter agency. And what do they have? Agents. What do you have in Hollywood? Who represents you? Who handles you? An agent. So like the FBI, Hollywood has agents. And what are they meant to do? They're not meant to get you better contracts. That's not what they do. They handle you. So if you get out of line and you do something that goes against what Hollywood is about, you're either cut off or the handler gets to you. And I'm not sure what happens behind closed doors. It's not why I'm here. But they correct you. I don't know what that looks like, but they correct you. So you have three-letter organizations, three-letter channels. Boom. Connection. You have FBI, you have agents in the government, you have agents in Hollywood. Boom. Handle. And then you have this component of artificial intelligence. And now what they're going to do is they're going to try to replace creative people first with AI. And, you know, I didn't really see this at first, and I really regret not looking into it more because I outsource a lot of this stuff, you know, emails and newsletters and, you know, those sorts of things. Low-level kind of importance activities for me, I outsource that to AI. And I thought it was like kind of purely innocent. And I think, you know, AI is out of the box. It's going to stay. But I think we definitely need to put a halt on a lot of shit because they're trying to make movies with AI. They're trying to replace actors with AI. They're trying to replace virtual assistants with AI. They're trying to replace people with AI. And there was a quote in the movie from the World Economic Forum. I can't remember the guy's name, but he's close with Klaus Schwab. And he basically says that humans are going to be obsolete. And AI, artificial intelligence, is going to be the future. Cloud technology is going to be the future. And that just didn't sit right with me. And I say that because what really is the problem here is that people don't know what could happen, like if AI actually gets to where it gets to, like at a bigger scale. And at first I was like, it's going to learn very quickly, and I'm excited for that because it can do more things. Now I'm actually thinking, wait, this could actually replace us. And that's not what we want here. So we definitely need to tone it back on the AI. And then like the elections, politics, mainstream media, beware this election season. it's going to get trippy. They're going to say a lot of shit. A lot of shit that you're going to be like, I don't know if that's real or not. Don't trust it. And I say that because they had this old clip of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton visiting, I think it was the Middle East, I want to say. And they talked, and Hillary talked about being under sniper fire when she landed, and she had to rush in her car. Well, there was a clip that they took of her talking to children on the runway and talking to people on the runway when there wasn't a sniper fire. I just find that very convenient. Like, all your pressers and all the stuff that you see on the news is not what it seems. That's why I don't watch the news. I don't watch Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC. I don't watch any news. I don't watch any news. I don't think any of that shit is real. You can call me a conspiracy theorist. It doesn't matter. But the problem is a lot of things that they tell you on there are actually lies. And when they get exposed on, like, social media, because social media is demonized by a lot of older generations, especially Gen X, like my parents' age and grandparents' age, social media is demonized. But the problem is that social media, I actually get more truth from it than I actually do from the regular mainstream media. And they don't like that because they can't control how I think. When I stopped watching the news, I literally have been way happier in life. I've also been more free. And I've also been more adequate to do my job, or to just find my purpose in my businesses. I stopped watching the news. So, cut the Fox, cut the CNN, cut the ABC, cut the NBC, cut the CBS, cut the TBS. Cut the fucking bullshit. Cut the CNN. Cut it all. Because I'm telling you, they're not telling you any truths whatsoever. I don't care if it's about Joe Biden. I don't care if it's about Donald Trump. I don't care if it's about RFK. They're not telling you anything that's true. Not at all. And they refuse to do it. They're not telling you the truth about Israel. They're not telling you the truth about the Ukraine or Russia. They're not telling you the truth about what's going on in America. They're not even telling you the truth about the boat incident. They're not telling you anything about it. Why? Because they don't want you to know. They only want you to be forced into fear, or they want to feed you gradually fearful notes or fearful doses, small doses. They want you to submit into fear. But this was from the documentary last night. How is fear and spice correlated, like foods? I'm talking about foods. So the higher the spice the food, you're not going to eat it, right? Like, if it's too spicy, you're not going to eat it, or you're not going to feel good. You're going to get put into some, like, analysis paralysis because, like, you're – and I say analysis paralysis of, like, your taste buds, like your flavor palate. Like, you start sweating, you need milk, like, you know, you're just like, oh, this sucks. I don't want to eat this anymore. That's what they do with fear. They give you small doses of fear. They give you, like, the hot sauce, like a buffalo hot sauce or a mild sauce from, like, Buffalo Wild Wings. They just give you little doses of fear to build you up into submission to thinking what they're telling you is true. That's how fear works. It's a toxin. But they can't overdose you, because if you get overdosed, then you just freak out and you're of no use. You can't be manipulated, because you'll just, like, panic, or you'll just freeze. So, you will not be easy to control if you are overpowered right away. So, that's why they don't tell you things. They only tell you things that they want you to know. Sometimes it's, like, really bad things that they try to mitigate. Sometimes it's good things that they actually will try to mitigate because they don't want you happy. And sometimes they just fuel your anger. That's what they always do. They wanted you non-vaxxers against vaxxers. They want you Republican versus Democrat. They want you black versus white. They want you immigrant versus citizen. They want you American versus non-American. They want you patriot versus not patriot. They want you athlete versus non-athlete, Swiftie, non-Swiftie. They want you against each other because you're easier to manipulate if you hate each other. So what's the solution? Well, the solution's up to you. If you still watch Fox News because you think you're being informed, but in reality you're just hating people because of it, like you just hate Democrats because you watch Fox News, I'm telling you, it's not the way to go. Likewise, for if you hate people that are a certain way, look a certain way, are not vaccinated, are vaccinated, like if you show hate towards the other side, you need to look inward. And I'm saying that as a guy that was fueled by anger at one point in time and actually identified as a conservative at one point in time as well. But I've fallen way over to the middle side of just everything. I'm apolitical. I don't believe, like, I'm the atheist of politics. I don't believe in it. People say I should run for politics. I highly disagree. I know what that game is, and I don't want to play that game. But the thing is, I am tolerant of people because as long as people don't affect me and what I do on a daily basis, I don't give a shit, really. But when you start impeding on my freedoms, that's when I get pissed off. That's why I'm standing up to, you know, what's going on right now, and I'm notifying you of what's going on because I want you to take a stand for what you believe in, and I want you to figure out what you believe in. Because in the end, if you watch the news or are a diehard like fan of a certain celebrity, sports hero, politician, whatever, you don't even know who you are. Like, you don't. Like, if you fanboy or fangirl over someone hard to the point where that's your identity, that's not your identity. That's just you being lost. I want you to look deep within yourself and find the person you want to be and then find the world that you want to live in. What type of world does that look like? What do you want in this world? Do you want fame, riches, all the shit that they try to feed you through the media? Or do you want to live in a loving frequency, bliss frequency, peaceful frequency? Like, if you want to live in those high vibrations, you have to be high vibration. You can't be in that low level shit. You can't be the fear, shame, guilt. You can't be in the anger. You got to be in the love, bliss, peace, content. You got to be those things. That's what you got to do. So, those were the docs. Wow. Can't believe I rambled for an hour. That was pretty wild. As I'm drinking my magnesium water before I go to sleep. I'm going to try to sleep at least. But, you know, the thing is, I love you guys. I love you guys. I love each and every one of you that's listening, not listening. I love whether you're black, you're white, Hispanic, Asian, like, just whatever, like, you quote-unquote identify as. I love you for who you are. But we need to stand up for ourselves and just be humans. And also be souls on this journey. I'll eventually get into the soul selling that goes on in Hollywood and the music industry. But this whole illusion of living forever by selling your soul is not what you want. The whole point of this experience is to transcend your soul into the next dimension, into the next realm, because you have that enlightenment. That's what all these spiritual people do. They try to find that enlightenment. And that's where I have that respect. Some of the methods that they go about it isn't necessarily morally correct, but that's not my place. But to sell your soul and live forever on this earth because of money, fame, and everything that comes with it is not what I want in this life. I'm ready to transcend. I'm ready to awaken, and I'm ready to embody the Christ embodiment, which is light and love. Because I am the Christ. I am. And that's all you need to know. That's what I'm going to fucking do. Every single day, every single week, month, year, decade. Until my meat suit is gone. Because you can kill me. You can kill my body, kill my brain. You can kill my Instagram. You can kill my social media accounts, my bank accounts, my assets. You can kill it all. I don't give a shit. But you can't kill my soul. My soul is not for sale. My soul is not to be borrowed. It's not to be fucked with. And it's not to be taken. Because if you try to take it or you try to sell it, that means you're a thief. You know what I do to thieves? I beat the shit out of them. So, come fuck with me. It's not going to be pretty. But I won't sell my soul. And, as a person that wants to live in light and love, that's why I'm a healer. And I'm going to continue to heal people. And I'm going to continue to live the way that I want to live, which is in the universe's love and the universe's light and God's love. So I'd love for you to join me if you want. It would be pretty awesome if you did. And yeah, that's all I really got. Check out feedread.org. I'm also starting Transcendence Healing for an hour session. Feel free to hit my DM if you're interested. Feel free to sign up on my Calendly. And feel free to, just work with me in whatever way that looks like. I'm trying to stretch my aura, my big-ass aura. I'm trying to stretch all over the world. I'm trying to heal millions of people. That is my goal. And I'm going to hit that goal. I've already hit tens of thousands of people. What the fuck is a million people different? It's not. I'm going to hit that. And I'm going to make a network, a conscious network of artists, of creatives that will not be controlled by AI, money, fame, blackmail, or hurting other people. I'm going to make something greater than all of that, because that's what Hollywood and the music industry stands for right now. I'm going to create something and destroy that. I will. Mark my words. But I need your help. So if you could share this, like this, post the audio, post my clips, that's where I need to start. So I love you guys. Have a blessed week, a blessed day. I'll see you soon.